Oh, Friday. You know, there was a Friday that we were praying in church. There was a Friday that we were praying in church. And God brought something to my attention. God said, you know, God made me to see the north. And I saw men with that eagerness to receive the word. Now, this is not the time we are saying, let the light flood. They are the ones expecting the light. Now, they are ready. I saw men ready for that light. Hallelujah. And God said something. He said, I will ask you. If I will have to cross, and we have to cross the northern part of this nation and go back to the south, to bring men that will flood that light. He said, I will ask you. And we raised a prayer point. God will not bypass us in this course. You will not bypass us in this course. You will not bypass us for this course. Oh, mazekete legredo shaba. Azekete ili mamazekata libregredo sukufi libata indaruskata. Regegede. Masata laba. Lord, you will not bypass us. We are men ready, we are born ready. We are men ready, we are born ready. Ah ha ha. For this cause I live, and for this cause I die, preaching Jesus all around the world. For me to live is Christ, all of my days I serve the one who gave it all for me. And I will go, I will go, oh, wherever you lead. Hey, hey, akatala bala 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 shaba. I will go, oh,
preaching Jesus,
cause I'm simply
devoted to His
love. I'm simply, cause I'm simply
devoted.
Money will not move me, fame will not blind me, applause will not sway me, critics will not face. I keep my mind safe. Again, money will not move me,
money will not move me,
fame will not blind me, applause will not sway me, critics will not face me. I keep my mind safe. In this war, where many
are fighting for my attention,
we are going to enter 2020 with this consecration. But it is with the same mind,
That God needs to carry out His purpose.
Oh.
And it is the same mind that God needs. Focused on His will.
God needs my mind.
So God needs my mind. God needs my heart. God needs my heart. He wants me ready for the work before me.
Hey, we must be done.
Which must be done.
Again, God needs my mind. He needs my heart. He needs my thought.
God needs my heart. God needs my mind.
Oh,
He wants me ready for the work before me. Which must be done. The one who gave me life,
oh, deserves to be
saved.
Oh, by the very life that He gave, I live for this cause. This is my devotion.
This is my devotion.
Oh, the one who gave me life again.
The one who gave me life.
Oh, deserves to be saved. By the very life that He gave me, I live for this cause. Oh, this is my devotion.
This is my devotion.
Our Father. Hi, Allah. So, Kidim, attend, Brahada. As a Gregorosha. Attack Ubrahim, my secretary, Ivrastas, Kitanda, Boskota, Legate, Kitali, Brakas, Kenta, Idandos, Kupira, Ladosha. Ilakata, Hazegade. Ahiba, Labalaba. Oh, Katiga, you are all I have. Masketele, Brakatalaba. You are all I have. Mazekete, Alibaka, Amate, Ilagata, Apelekete, Supikite, Alimangata Dosha. Oh, you are that fountain that never runs dry. Ilikataha, Azekepeti. I set your foot, I set your feet on this ground. Iskita, Ilevaskete, Matunda, Apatega, Ilikata, Ibata. For the simple minded, I will use you. Elekata, Alekete, Legete, Apatala, Ozekete, Igata, Alabatalaba. Hallelujah. You know, God said, when I see you, I see possibilities. I'm able. Say, I am able. Hallelujah. Our Father, we thank you once again this morning. We say this morning, Lord, we are instructed. We receive instructions with all meekness. Lord, we are guided aright. In the name of Jesus. Lord, our conduct reflects that which you received this morning. In the name of Jesus. Lord, you will not bypass us in this equation because we are men ready for your work. Father, we pray there is no obscurity in this atmosphere, no error, no contradictions. Only your word preaching all simplicity and without clarity. Jesus, you are glorified even as the church is edified. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Woo! All right, let's have a seat. Glory to God. Our Father, we thank you. Praise the Lord. The mission is possible. The mission is possible. You know, we used to have a slogan. They put us in a desert, we raise men for Jesus. We are men sold out for this cause. We are men dogged for this cause. We are born ready. Amen. So earlier on, we were looking at something. The mission is possible, so we continue from the same thing we started earlier. The mission is possible. See this as the second part. The mission is possible. So I said the Great Commission is to disciple men for ministry. Please ensure your neighbor is writing. Please, if he or she doesn't have a writing materials, you can provide for him or her. Please, everybody must be writing and paying attention. Is to disciple men for ministry the same way you have been discipled. Amen. Okay, that was what we said earlier. So let's go to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 21. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 21. Say the mission is possible. Glory to God. Oh, ma palegede do shabra. When we see 2020, we see men, we see souls, we see the gospel. Ephesians 4, 21, are we there? If so be that you have heard him, let me wait for you. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 21 is after the book of Zedekiah, in between Revelation and Haggai. Okay, some people are looking at the table of contents. Hallelujah. Okay, if so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in. Again, let's go together. If so be that you have heard him and have been taught by what? Say what? Don't forget in that Matthew 28, say what? Commanding them. I mean, whatsoever things are what? I have commanded, right? The word commanded there is the word entelomai. It means what? The same thing that I have taught you of and I have taught you about. Amen. Have what? I taught you of and I taught you about. So that means, as I said earlier, you are not going to be innovative. The same thing he taught you is the same thing you are going to what? Teach others. When we say the apostles are the foundational apostles, let me remind you. It's not that they brought a new mystery. Mysterium. It's not as if they brought a new revelation. No. It's not as if they brought something new. Mm-mm. It was because they were the first people that God gave that what? That authority to what? To preach the gospel toward the world. So they became our foundation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we continue suit in the same. That was what Apostle Paul was saying in Galatians 1. He said, well, if any man preach any other gospel outside this that we have preached to you, even if it is us or an angel, let him be what? Anathema. Amen. Amen. So we continue in the same thing. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, he says what? He says that the things are what? That the same thing I received is the same I what? Except you have what? Believed in me. So the same thing you received, he passed it on. So he wants them to continue the same way. Oh, fools. Oh, foolish Galatians. Who had bewitched you? Say what? You're already deviating from that plan. You're already deviating from what? From that architectural design. From that design. No wonder Apostle Paul called the pastor a what? How do you put it in 1 Corinthians 3? That husbandman is the word. Husbandman means what? Architecton. Is the word architecton, right? Architecton. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's where the word architecture was taken from. A wise master builder. Thank you. Master builder is the word architecton. A wise master builder. Hallelujah. So there is a design given to us. So we must continue. So this place say what? If so be that you have had him and have been taught by him. Little wonder we call it the gospel of Christ. The doctrine of Jesus. The thing that Jesus taught is the same thing we are teaching. The same pattern. The same thing we are reproducing. Okay? So pay attention to that word taught. The word taught is the word didache. D-I-D-A-C-H-E. It means to be instructed. The word taught is the word didache. It means to be instructed. Please, when I'm talking like that, just ensure you are looking at your notes. When you look at my face, I cringe in fear. Amen. So ensure you're writing. That's what I'm trying to say. Colossians chapter 2, verse 7. Colossians 2, 7. Glory, 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 glory. Colossians chapter 2, verse 7. So it says what? Rooted and what? Built up in him, established in the faith, as you have been taught. Abounding therein with what? As you have been taught. Hallelujah. Are you seeing what discipleship is all about? For you to say you are a disciple, we must see that same pattern as you have been what? Taught. Same, same. Praise the Lord. Titus chapter 1 verse 9. Titus chapter 1 verse 9. Only first. Titus chapter 1 verse 9 after 2 Timothy. Titus chapter 1 verse 9. Glory, 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 glory. Holding fast the faithful word as he has been what? Taught. Like that. As he has been what? Taught. That he may be able what? By sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gain. So that means that word sound doctrine does not give room for additions. It does not give room for creativity. No. No. It is that dogma. That same. 21st century pace of growth does not change it. Hallelujah. Where you are does not matter. Your location does not determine it. It is sound everywhere. It was sound yesterday, sound today, sound forever. Say, that was in the days of Jesus. You know, in the days of Jesus, we don't have something like that. I think our days now, you know, we have upgraded. That's nonsense. We haven't. The Bible has not been upgraded. Same thing. Praise the Lord. That's what makes our Christianity different. The grace is the mystery. This is our devotion. God was manifest in the flesh. Justified in the spirit, seen of angels. Hallelujah. So we have that strict perimeter. That everywhere you see the word sound doctrine, you will see what sound doctrine, singular. I said, well, same explanation, same what? Same person. Amen. Amen. Same pattern. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. So as you have been what? Taught. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. These are instructive words. Because this is my own. I think that's my own style. Jesus opened my eyes to see some things, and then God said, your own style is going to be family, your own style is going to be singles, yours is going to be, give me one, prosperity is outdated, business or something like that. Raising kingdom men for the kingdom word. Hallelujah. Singles. Praise the Lord. There's no way you will have a single ministry. Yeah, your church will be full. Shaya. Marriage is not the fulfillment. What we use marriage to achieve is the fulfillment, which is the gospel of Christ. God designed marriage for the purpose of ministry. Amen. I say to my people, and I say again, when you have not transformed your life out in the ministry of Christ, you are not yet granted, you don't even know what to do and know what to do. The next person you look for is not a woman. You don't bring her into your confusion. Be grounded first, and then that will pave way for other things. I'm not teaching marriage. Glory to God. 2 Timothy 2 verse 1. Amen. Gospel forever. Hallelujah. Ministry forever. And the things that thou hast heard of me, 2 Timothy 2 verse 2, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, The same commit thou to what? Faithfulness. Pay attention to the word the same. Say the same. Say the same. Say what? The same commit thou to faithfulness. How do you define that faithfulness? Hallelujah. Faithfulness is in, I mean, is in that word, that same thing. Men that are ready to stick to that same tradition. Praise the Lord. Men who will not go ahead to do their own thing. Men that does not have a special revelation that was given to only them alone. They will tell you, let me tell you something. This thing is not in the scripture, but I think the Lord told me. The Lord, that Lord is a liar. Anything cannot substantiate from the scripture is heresy. Amen. Scripture gave us for us to be wise, to be smart in understanding his purpose, salvation. Hallelujah. So what? Commit thou to commit the same to faithful men who shall be able to what? That is, copy, paste, and what? Repeat. Copy, paste, and repeat. What you have been taught. The same thing you have been taught. You copy it, you paste it, you repeat it. Amen. Amen. Say simple. Say simple. Hallelujah. So let's go back to Matthew chapter 28 now. Okay, let's start the study for the day. Matthew 28 verse 18. Rejoice, how are you? It's been a while, sorry. Matthew 28, 18. Glory, 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 glory. Okay. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in... The word power there is the word exousia. It means authority. All authority. So, he says what? All authority is what? Is given unto me in heaven and in what? In earth. Praise the Lord. Okay? So, where was all authority before? Before the resurrection of Christ, where was all authority before? Let's go to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1 verse 1. Genesis chapter 1 verse 1. Is that Shelimaya? Shelimaya is a big boy now. Shelly, where are you? Cannot recognize me again. I used to be his mentor, right? Are we there? Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, let's go. God created the heaven and what? And the earth. Verse 2. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Verse 3. And God said, let there be light, and there was. So, when we look at that verse, most of the time, I'm sure Pastor would have taught you, as I've been taught also, everywhere you see the word heaven and earth, most of the time, they are figurative than literal. Amen. In the Old Testament, most of the times, it refers, that word heaven refers to that atmospheric, that atmosphere, most of the time, in the Old Testament. Amen. Amen. And in the New Testament, it means spiritual realities. But in this place, it means something beyond literal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay? Based on understanding Genesis. So, the verse 2 be what? He said, and the earth was without what? Form and void. The earth describes what there? Hello? Eh? The earth in that verse 2 describes what? Sir? The art of man, right? Okay, say what? And the heart was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Darkness, there is the word what? What does that darkness mean? The light of the gospel. Darkness means what? Sir? The blindness of the heart of men, simply put, ignorance. Right? Unbelief. Okay. It says, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. So we now see the activities of the Spirit via the preacher. The Spirit of God moving upon the face of what? Of waters. That's why when you see in the New Testament, you say what? Hebrews 3:7. Hebrews chapter 3 verse 7. See something there? There's an activity of the Spirit. Okay, wherefore, as the Holy Ghost said, today, if you will hear his voice, do not what? Harden not your heart. So, what is the message of the Holy Ghost? What is the message of the Holy Ghost? Adding not your heart mean what? Talking about salvation, right? The gospel, right? Okay. So in that Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, he said what? And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of what? Of the waters. The activities of the Spirit through the what? Through the preacher. So if the heart, which is the heart of man, is full of darkness. So, and we see the Spirit of God moving. So we see what? We see the preaching of the gospel. Praise the Lord. And what is that activities of this gospel, of the Spirit? Look at verse 3. Let there be what? And God said, let there be light. And there was, said the gospel. Said the gospel. Said the light shineth in darkness, and darkness cannot comprehend. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. So, that verse 2 and 3 are the activities of man. The Spirit walking through a man. So that verse 2 and 3, they are the activities of man. So we see darkness as unbelief. We see darkness as unbelief. You see, a darkness was upon the face of the earth. We see darkness as unbelief. And God said, let there be what? Let there be light. So we see darkness and the preaching of the gospel. That is unbelief and the preaching of the gospel. Amen. Okay, if you are not clear about that, get our message. Understand Genesis series 1 to 3. That should be clear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that means the authority of heaven and earth refers to salvation. Write it down. The authority of heaven and earth refers to salvation. It refers to salvation. If heaven be spiritual realities, earth be what? Physical realities. The authority of heaven and earth refers to salvation. You know, in the New Testament, Pastor Nika says, when you see the heaven and the earth used together, it means the temple of God. Who are the temple of God? The saints. Heaven on earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That spirituality is what? In the heart of man. God in man. Amen. Heaven on earth. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay. So, if the authority of heaven and earth, if the authority of God or the authority of heaven and earth is found in salvation, where will the authority of the devil be found? Where? From that Genesis 1, 2 to 3. In unbelief, simply put, in darkness, right? Right? So that means the devil takes his strength from darkness, from ignorance. Hallelujah. So that means once there is light, the devil what? Has been stripped of all his authority. So, the devil thrives in ignorance. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. Ephesians 2, 1. And you are the quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world. Let me hear your voice, you are not reading. According to the what? To the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now walketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as unto others. So he says in verse 2, the children of disobedience. Disobedience then means to reject the gospel. Disobedience means to reject the gospel. It says we were once in darkness. We were once by nature children of wrath. We were once children in disobedience. But glory to God, in verse 1, you have been saved by grace. Amen. Amen. Okay. So let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. The Genesis one is going to make sense now. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. Glory, 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 glory. We give glory to the Son. He washed our sins in his own blood. He soaked her heart with his great love. He poured his spirit upon us. We give glory to the Son. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. So he says, but Paul is trying to now explain that Genesis 1, 1 to 5 or 1 to 3 for you now. He says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them. Look at your Bible. It is hid to them that are what? That are lost. Look at your Bible. I will start reading Quran for you if you don't look at the Bible. Look at your Bible as I'm reading. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are what? Lost. Verse 4. In whom the God of this world had what? Blinded the minds of them which believe not. That is the darkness that we see in Genesis 1-2. Hallelujah. In whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Verse 5. For we preach not ourselves, for Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servant for Jesus. Verse 6. Everybody let's go. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of, are you seeing Genesis 1 now? Had shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So it makes sense now. Hallelujah. Let there be light. You say what? God and what? He made that light to shine out of what? Darkness. Okay. Write it down. The light shine, or the light shone in our hearts. Is to extinguish ignorance. That light is to consume ignorance. Let there be light. Is to pave way. Is to send back in darkness. So, let there be light. The light shining in our heart is to extinguish ignorance. Ignorance being the authority of Satan, right? We have established that ignorance will be the authority of what? Of Satan. That is where he thrives. Amen. Luke chapter 1 verse 70. I've asked some word men. I said, who wrote the book of Acts? They said, Paul. That laugh shows that I don't know it. Who wrote the book of Acts? Eh? I said, Paul now. I said, well done, sir. Luke 1:70. Who was the audience of the book? O Theophilus. Luke 1:70. As he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began. You see that word? Since the world what? Began. What does that mean? When you see the word began, what does that mean? Genesis, right? Okay. That's verse 71. That we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that what it was. Go to Genesis 3. This will make sense now. Genesis chapter 3 verse 7. Glory to God. Genesis chapter 3 verse 7. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. Nakedness depicts what? Workers in training. Nakedness there means what? Nakedness means what? Condemn what? Okay. It actually talks about spiritual death. Okay. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Verse 8. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. When they were naked, did God stop speaking to them? Eh? Did God run away from them? Did God see them as someone he cannot talk to? Hallelujah. Okay. It says, and they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife, what did they do? They hid themselves. Was it God that pursued them, or they hid themselves? Was it God that was not talking to them, or they ran away from the voice of God? Okay. And they what? His wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord amongst the trees of the garden. Verse 9. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid my. So the darkness means that man was running away from his own imposed actions. Who sinned? Was it God that ran away from man, or man was running away from God? Good. So that darkness is man running away from his own self-imposed actions. God has never been at war with man. It was man at war with God. God has never run away from man. God has, man has been the one running away from man. Amen. Amen. Even in sin, God still approached. And that is what we see in Christ. Romans 5. Even when we were what? When we were what? When we were dead in sins. When we were yet sinners. When we were yet wicked. The word wickedness is more a perpetual state of rebellion. When we are in that perpetual state of rebellion, what happened? Say, Christ died for us. How much more shall we be saved from his wrath? Glory to God. God had never run away from man. Amen. So the darkness means man is running away from his own imposed actions. So that war is a one-sided war. The war between God and man is a one-sided war or one-sided battle. And the war is found in the mind of man. Man is the one at war with God, never God angry with man. The war between God and man is a one-sided battle. And it is in the mind of man. And what is the resultant effect of that? You are going to see fear. You are going to see doubt. You are going to see guilt and condemnation. You say, I heard your voice. I was afraid. You see fear. You see then what? You see fear. You see condemnation. Who told you that you are naked? You see self-condemnation. You see them condemn themselves. Hallelujah. So let's go back to that Luke chapter 1 verse 72 now. Luke chapter 1 verse 72. Glory to God. Say, God is at peace with man. And God is at home in us. That is why we will ensure that all men see spiritually. Blind eyes, they are open. Dull ears, they understand. Hallelujah. Say, I'm committed to this. Say, I'm committed to this. We keep postponing it. Then we keep postponing it because of what? Of rebellion. They keep pushing it. They keep pushing it. They keep pushing it. Before they realize it's late. Why not calm down? Hallelujah. Calm down. Be trained. Then you will see more results. We are not wired to run on our own. No man is designed to do ministry in isolation. Never. That is why you will see Apostle Paul even came later. But he has allegiance to the church at Jerusalem. And like Jude, we call for Paul. He said, what? They were arguing. They had to call Paul and Barnabas. Come back to Jerusalem. We had something like this. And elders, like Peter, spoke. That is order. You will see a relationship between just that Colossae and the one at Ephesus. You will see a relationship. Hallelujah. In the Bible days, if you go to Colossian church, even though Colossian church actually looks like the Corinthian church, they have so many issues they are also dealing with. They have so plenty of trouble. Okay? But yet, if you are in Corinth, Achaia, and you travel and you find yourself in Colossae, you will feel at home there. Why? Because it is from the same source. It's the same source. They are all units of what? Of one body. Amen. So it is beyond, I saw a vision. A rat spoke to me on the mountain. Abraham. Your word does not supersede that tradition. I haven't heard the voice. Don't forget, before Act 11, or Act 15, we saw Paul doing what he likes. He had so much trouble while he was doing it alone that they had to betray him from basket. Amen. Until the man Barnabas came to call him. He was just doing ministry based on vision. Amen. So Barnabas had to withdraw him back to Jerusalem. So he was with the headers at Jerusalem, Lely. And in Acts chapter 13, said what? And as they prayed, the Holy Ghost said, separate unto me, Paul and Barnabas. He had been in ministry before, but that God never said that. Until he was what? He was traced to a root. Separate unto me, Paul and Barnabas, for the work. Say for the work. That I have done, he can say I'm a minister. He called you actually. But he didn't call you to run. He called you to what? To stay put first. Learn. He called the disciples. He didn't give them a microphone. He taught them. He sent them out. He called them back. He taught them again. He sent them again. He came back. He died. He rose again. He continued training them. They had a source. It's not just because somebody said hi. Somebody just say hi on your Facebook and say, that's my pastor. That's my mentor. It's not by sharing post. I've said unto you, I know my sheep. My sheep what? Apostle Paul say what? I you may have many what? But you have just one. Say, my children, in whom I travail in birth, till Christ be formed in you. You must be traced to a place. Hallelujah. Luke 1:72. We're instructing ourselves. Praise the Lord. So please don't be angry. To perform the mercy promised to our fathers. Luke 1:72. And to remember his what? Holy covenant. 73. The oath which he swore to our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us, that we being delivered out of the hand of our enemies might serve them without fear. Hallelujah. Might serve them without what? Without fear. So Satan rules men by fear. The enemy there is fear. That is the tool of the devil. Satan rules men by fear. And fear is an offshoot of ignorance. When you don't know who you are, you'll be scared. You'll not be able to use that which you have properly. And that is why we come to church. Tell me what? He said that the communication of our faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Epignosis. And before you see epignosis, you see what? You see ginosko. Ginosko is that gradual learning. Epignosis, what is that accurate? Accuracy in learning. Is that complete knowledge? Without the local church, you cannot get there. So there must be what? Ginosko. Growing grace, which is the knowledge of Christ. That gradual learning. As I told you earlier, like a man that the father said, I'm going to become a medical doctor. They're not going to start when he's at the age of 20. They start from, most of the time when you see a kid in your class that's always using glasses, this is a medical doctor. Well, like 70% they're always doctors. I'm telling you, he's wearing glasses. They're not doctors, they're liars. We have the ones that they use glasses and they're not gentle, somebody like you. Okay, the ones that use glasses and they are very gentle. Like, wait. And wait. It's not Thanos. Hallelujah. We see the trace. I can see the future of James, of grace. I see music for you. Take it. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. Hallelujah. So to even become a medical doctor, you are going to start from what? From the beginning. There must be that attitude. Sometimes ago, while I was working in a place, I used to have a DG. His son became PhD holder at the age of 23 in United Kingdom. Hallelujah. He had PhD and he didn't study medicine. But he was called, or he's been called medical doctor. You know why? His PhD was in medicine. Hallelujah. So he had an office. And they call it, it's not just that your normal doctor. That doctor is a medical doctor. Amen. Amen. He designs something in cancer and something like that, and he's the only one that can actually provide that solution. So in UK, I had to give him that position. Amen. And when we interviewed him that time, he said when they were through Larry, in Lagos, he didn't have any friends. Every time they don't even know they exist, that their father will always lock them in the library, always reading. Amen. Such that at a very young age, the father is proud of him. So is it what? The journey of a what? Of a 1,000 miles, because what? I will do ministry forever. Calm down. There's a learning to what? To receive. Doggedness forever. It is beyond mouth. Amen. In Kaduna, when we started, I saw some men say, sir, we have been praying. Oh, the church is the answer to our prayers. I saw in my dream, a different assembly. After Faith Harini conference, our first Sunday, we said, okay, we're going to have members in training. We had 37 members in training. Say 30 what? They're full like that. I said, Jesus, Joshua, see fruit, 1 week, see men. Hey! said, okay, let me address our members in training. So I started telling them. It was when we had like this, it was when they had the curriculum. Members in training was this seven exams, not like 15. Nine. Some of you, 1 year you took. Amen. Six. After that day, till today, now only six. Six. I said, why are you not coming? I think God said I should go back to my old joint. Pastor, I keep going late. He has a friend. I said, why are you not coming to joint? Say, Pastor, that one stayed. He stayed, he was even acting as usher. You know, when no training, no structure that time. I see. Until Friday prayer meeting. First Friday, I saw that this guy, he faced this somehow. Pastor Akim told me he's the boss in Oshobo. So I said, this one, I'm OG. I said, Abba. That guy said, Abba, Pastor, except I'm not a cardinal, every day I'll be in church. I said, see, man. There's one like we say, I get guys. I said, see, guys, see my guy, correct. Is that okay to second Friday? We used to pray from 5 to 8, and we'll go on break. We start by 11 till dawn. So 5 to 8, we finish the prayer. So he said, sir, me and my mother were going out. I said, okay. Yeah, my mother is going out tomorrow morning. He said, but he needs to sleep. Hey, I know you are going to sleep. Okay, before you go home, just take from that 8. Why we are resting? Just take from that 8 to 10. Since your house is not far. Hey! I'm not allowing him to pray within the church. So we have a demarcation like this. So I lock him inside the store. He prayed that to us. From that day to today, I did not see his ghost. or his spirit. I was not brave. Amen. It is beyond mouth. It is the training of the spirit. If you don't have it, you don't have it. You cannot fake it. I love you. Come to the assembly. One lie after two service, you not go follow up the guy again. You go wrong. Pastor, give me one guy like that. Just carry back, just praying. I said, this will go, so go. You pursue my come this church. Come here. You know what? When they say something, they just pray. I just see, just carry his bag. He never even put the bag down. He's proud. Master Kafu. Yeah, Pastor, I keep there. They look up. Say, this guy goes wrong. But lie. Before they start preaching, that's the end. I call the sister. I say, where is that guy? I said, that guy, don't they pick my call again? I say, good guy. You cannot fake it. When you don't have it, you don't have it. There is that training of the spirit. That is what make men to last. That is, there is a building to last. This is the foundation. You want to be built to last? You are going to start from now. You'll be dogged, given to prayers, given to the world. It is not, your Bible says, it is not carrying kapo. It is not family. I mean, it is not association. Because my friend is here, I am here. I used to tell my people, you must let your eye be single. Why are you here? You're not here because your husband is here. That's why he said, I want to train for the ministry. Good. Just the day your husband did not come again, you will not forget that you are not here because of him. You are here because of what? That train. So you still stay put. Amen. It is not where you form association of the married. Hallelujah. Mommy Shelimaya and mommy pastor. You okay? Mommy, after service. How is your baby? Kiki. Single sister, we greet them. Good morning. Hey, why don't my sister? So my mother, my sister, how is the baby doing? As a sign of what? The pregnant woman. Amen. So John Thor say, where are you? Mommy Shelly, my sister. Now this is your baby. Oh. I say you should rub. I pull up. Amen. So are you coming to church? I don't think so. Kai. Now so this is my baby too. They do it. Billy Jimmy said, no, go church today. You are losing the focus. Hallelujah. Association of the pregnant woman. The singles. When you fill your mind with the what? It is a subtle way to render you useless. Singleness is not a cause. Jesus had no wife. Paul had no wife. He said, even the married, we have to what? You have to start a battle between pleasing God and pleasing your husband. So we advise that you do not marry. Yeah, that is Bible stand. I know you will love me. See the way they're laughing. Nobody, just everyone's like, the God that I sleep is not even sleeping again. Give me more. Now lie. Open your Bible. Hallelujah. Let your eye be single. It is not where you form besties to a knee. No. It is a personal devotion, a personal commitment. It is a training of the spirit. Such that when your best friend is not in church, it doesn't change anything. I am here. Such that when your trainee is not coming to church, you don't care. I am here. I know why I'm here. Nothing will move me. I am not here based on association. I'm here based on conviction. I have seen it and I will remain dogged to it. It doesn't matter what you say. I am here forever. It will speak. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we must allow ourselves to be built to last. And that is what is obtainable in this church. We build men to last. There is that training that if they drop you among them in the desert where there is nobody, you will still maintain your spiritual fervency. When you know that every Friday's prayer meeting, you dare not miss it. I have a guy in Kutonu. I have a guy in Benin Republic. Yeah, on Thursday, as we pray 30 hours. As we finished, I was sending a report to my pastor. He was just sending his own report. I was shocked. He said, sir, I was praying. I prayed 30 hours alone. He cannot endure. He cannot survive it. He said, I prayed that 30 hours alone. Good. Hallelujah. That is it. Men that are built to last. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, let's continue. You must be instructed. This is beyond association of friends. This is beyond solidarity. I stand with. It is not where we do hashtag I stand with anything. We stand with the world. We stand with our training. God will judge only you. Therefore, we shall all start. You will find your husband. You cannot call him. It's not a joint venture. Say, daddy, daddy, today please come. Daddy, today please come. God wants to address us. Uncle, daddy, Jesus, please wait. Let me call my husband. Daddy. No! Mom, she'll say, hey, Pastor Ezekiel, please come. No! I love you too. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3. Are we there? Glory to God. I will go wherever you send me. It's a personal commitment. When nothing is moving, Lord, nothing will move me. Even when nothing is working, I will remain dogged to this cause. Even when it doesn't seem popular, Lord, I'm ready. Even when the world turned their back against, I will stand with the Father. I have found a purpose for life. Hallelujah. It's the gospel of his son and the ministry of Jesus. Glory to God. After salvation, you must, you know, as pastor we say, after salvation, you must be careful of whom you submit to. But when you have found that pastor, what should you do? Trust. That's why I told you, check on your leaders. That selflessness is there. We are not here to want to serve our belly. We are here to serve you. We are here to spend and be spent for you. That same attitude is what we are drilling in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That selflessness, that does not mean you don't come before yourself. You don't come before the saints. The saints will ever come before all your desires. The Father's work comes first. When we say money will not move me, fame will not blind me, applause will not sway me, critics will not face me, we mean it. Some of you, if you post on Facebook, people already like it, you're already feeling depressed. Famous preacher. I didn't be ambitious. Ambition is not bad, but it must be in a good way. Amen. We don't do it for the media. Hallelujah. We don't do it for the media. We don't do it for applause. Praise the Lord. Okay, we're going to get there. Let's continue. Are we there? Okay, let's read together. Hallelujah. Say, I am an able minister of the gospel. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay, go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 now. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Pay attention. You say our war is not against the flesh, right? Okay. Verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of what? So what are the strongholds? Verse 5. Casting down imaginations. So what is the stronghold? The enemy from your father's house. The one delaying your marriage. Is that the stronghold? The one that make your boyfriend not to pick your call, is that your family problem? That one that say, don't come home, oh. They are looking for you in your village. Is that the stronghold? What are the strongholds? Say what? Imaginations. And the imagination, they are evil imaginations. Praise the Lord. Contrary to the gospel. So imaginations are evil and can kill. This imagination, we're talking about it. The imaginations are evil and they can kill. Write it down. Say what? Bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And having a readiness to revenge all disobedience, when your obedience is what? Is fulfilled. So all my meditation, write it down. All my meditation, my thinking must submit to the Lordship of Jesus. All my meditation, all my thinking must submit to the Lordship of Jesus. Any knowledge of man contrary to the gospel or louder than the gospel should be deemed a lie, even if it has an evidence. I say again. Any knowledge of man contrary to the gospel or louder than the gospel should be deemed a lie, even if it has what? An evidence. Even if it has an evidence. So what was Adam's sin? Okay. What was that sin of Adam? Unbelief. And how did he express that unbelief? Priority what? Error. What was the first message? Be in my... So what did he do? He started what? Doing other things. And started naming animals. Was naming animals bad? But what? He was doing it at the expense of the real thing. He left the important. And he was doing other things. Those things are not bad in themselves, but they are bad when they substitute what? The main thing. So Adam's sin was priority error. Hallelujah. Priority error. Adam had priority error. That is, he took less what he ought to. He took as less important what he ought to appreciate and then put forward his own way before the gospel of Christ. You are not writing. He took less what he ought to appreciate and then put forward his own way before the gospel of Christ. That was his sin. Priority error. That's where you will see ignorance. That's where you will see the devil thriving. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Oh, my put like it also. Break a fila stick at all show, bra, skin the lado shaba. Ephesians 6, 10. Are we there? Okay, let's go together. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in him. Okay? Okay, hold on. He said what? That you may be able to what? To stand against the wiles of the devil. The word wiles there means tricks. Stuffs, contrary to the gospel. It's the same word Apostle Paul used as lightning weight in Ephesians 4. The word wiles there means trick. Things contrary to the gospel. Amen. That means what? Be able to stand against the wiles, the lies of the devil. So, if the devil's authority is in ignorance, what happens when knowledge comes? What happens to his authority? Okay, you are even using strip off. That strip off isn't too big for you. So that means, hold on. In the face of truth, the devil never had any authority. Right? So that means the authority he has was not given by God, was not self in this authority, it was given by man. So that means it's your ignorance that gave him that authority, right? This is your dark, the darkness in your heart that gave him that authority, right? So when the light of the gospel comes, what happened? Katagio in Hebrews 2:14. Say what? He has what? Even him that had the power of death, that is the devil. He rendered him ineffective. The word destroyed is the word katagio in the Greek. It's what? He rendered him ineffective, powerless. Knowledge, the knowledge of the gospel has stripped him as what? Has taken everything he has away from him. So that means the authority of the devil is illegal. He never had any legal authority. That authority of the devil is what? Illegal. Matthew chapter 4 verse 8. Matthew chapter 4 verse 8. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Matthew 4 verse 8. Praise the Lord. Are we there? Let me wait for you. I said the authority, the reign of Satan through lie is illegal. His authority is illegal. He has no authority except the one given to him by a man in ignorance. Matthew chapter 4, verse 8. Again, the devil taketh him up unto an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. Verse 9. And saith unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Verse 10. Then saith Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou what? Verse 11. Verse 11, then the devil liveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. He said, if you bow down for me, I'm going to give you all these things, right? So, what exactly belongs to the devil? Is it the possession that belongs to the devil? He said, well, I will give this unto you. Is the devil the man in charge of those possessions? Think. Who owns those possessions? Don't go too deep for me. Hold on. The answer will be clear now. Look for. Say the things. I will give you these things. What are the things that belong to the devil? Is it cars? Is it houses? Let's see. Luke chapter 4 verse 11. Same thing. For it is written, he shall give his angels. Okay, let's start from 11. And in their hands, okay, he shall give his angel charge over thee to keep thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up. Lest at any time thou dash thy foot against the stone. And Jesus answered, said unto him, it is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he what? Eh? And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit unto Galilee, and there went out the fame of him through all the region round about, and he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. So, write it down. The things that belong to Satan is the glory of possession, not the possession itself. Serving mammon is not that you have money. No. It's when you what? You give your attention to that at the expense of the gospel. That's why it's called mammonas. What belongs to the devil is the glory of possession, not what? Possession itself. Fine cars, fine buildings, they are not bad in themselves. But it becomes bad when we dedicate it to Satan. Many choose this, many race after these things in their disdain to God. When you ask them, they have every reason not to be fervent. Hallelujah. Every reason, but all the reasons. As I used to tell my people, I said, come, when you wake up in the morning, 6 a.m., okay, you wake up in the morning 6 a.m., you go to work, you come back by 6 p.m., right? Okay, how many, let's just say, different Sunday, as we know, it's every day you come to church, right? So, church now says, come to church from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. I'm tired. Why? I've gone to work. Okay. That's very good, right? It just makes sense. I'm tired. You should be tired, Abby. Why? You went to work. Okay? So, let's imagine you now even come to church from that 6 to 9. How many hours have you dedicated for the things of God? 3 hours, right? So when you go back home, when you are asleep, are you sleeping for God? You are sleeping for yourself. I'm trying to describe 24 hours. So in 24 hours, how many hours did you give to God? How many hours did you give to yourself? Except you are sowing seed. And sowing seed is not about what you are sowing. You're actually greedy and covetous when you sow seed, because it is your intention behind it that matters. When you collect the money, who wants the money? Out of 24 hours, that 21 hours is for God or for you. Eh? So how many hours is God demanding from you in a day? 3 hours. That's how God will be calculating it for you. Hey, Angel Kabiru, please bring calculator. I read it up. On Sunday. This I was walking. So if you're Peter and James, his brother, say, follow me. What will you tell him? I have Jesus after a day, my father, that they walk. Have you? We'll go also small, right? Not say that is what it determined, actually. That Jesus needed that style of discipleship to foster his own ministry. But yeah, it is that mindset that God demands from us. Out of 24 hours, 24 hours was to serve your belly. And you complain. And you not carry that 24 hours dedicated to yourself. You still use it against the 3 hours that God is demanding from you. Monday to Friday, you are busy, we know. But whenever Saturday and Sunday, I want to rest. Somebody told me, he said that Saturday, I said, you come to God, and we are yet single. He said that Saturday, we used to look for women, as they are still unmarried. Monday to Friday, work. Saturday, woman. Sunday, let's come and dance to the Lord to what shake off the old stress of the day. Shame. Say shame. That means, hold on. If you have Monday to Friday and you are busy, understandable. That means your Saturday and your Sunday cannot be for flexing. It will be for you to recover what you have lost between Monday and what? Friday. So that means when your friend today will be watching Chelsea Arsenal by 3 p.m., what will you be doing? You are filling up your notes. You are trying to do, somebody is speaking in tongues. Hope it's not because of Chelsea Arsenal. You are trying to fill up your note to cover up your what? Your PR note. Hallelujah. In that way, you are not what? You are not losing out totally. It shows that what you give priority to God. That's how you make time for God. Amen. Amen. Some people can chat woman from that same time that you are in church. They will chat woman from 6 to 1 a.m. and they are not tired. But tell them to come and let the church, they are tired. You may deceive man, you are not deceiving God. And I'm telling you, it will always make sense as long as you are rebellious and you're here. But when we stand before God, it's not going to make sense. It will not count. If you like disdain eternity, if you like disdain it, say it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. That day it will matter. There's that faithful servant. There's that word for a person. And that is what matters in all eternity. Faithfulness. Welcome thou faithful servant. I don't want to stand before God and I what? And I labor for things that perish. I want to stand before God and I bring men. Say, these are my joy and my crown. They are our reward. They are what matters after now. It's too rigorous. It's too tedious. Ha. I would have believed so until we saw some pilots in our church in Kaduna. Hey, there's no way you will not be serious. There is no way. Those guys are good, great examples. They will finish flying in the midnight, they will still rush back to church in the midnight. They will travel out, they will come back to write their exam in church, and they will still quiet. And you are here complaining. You are even asking for a job. When you have joy, you have joy. When you don't have joy, when should you have sex? I'm not saying you wake up in the morning and be sharing fly on Monday morning. I mean, at least what should fill your mind is what? It's this course. That availability should not be a curse. That you are available should be an advantage for God. That you are jobless should be an advantage for God. It is not a curse, depending on what we use it for. That you are single should not be a curse. Let me use my singleness to serve the Father. I'm not saying when you're not married, don't be tying rap out. No. I mean, you are still dogged. Amen. Okay. Acts chapter 26, verse 18. Acts 26, verse 18. Say it is possible 26 verse 18. Nothing moves us. We are unshakable. We remain dogged forever. To open their eyes and to tell them what? From darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith, that is what? In me. So via the preaching of the gospel, we snatch men from where? From the hands of Satan. Through the preaching of the gospel, men are delivered from the hands of the devil. Who are their lifetime subject to what? To bondage. Jesus delivered them upon the resurrection. And that authority is in the preaching of the gospel. Praise the Lord. So, we also find the devil in priority error. We also find the devil in what? Priority error. When you put the gospel as the last, you have what? Priority error. The devil will fill your mind. Hallelujah. You start defining laxity as fervency. Your mate have Philippians note of 25. You feel one, you save one moment, you say God is glorified. And you think I'm going to get the same result? No. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So when we preach the gospel, we preach it with that authority, with all authority. When we preach the gospel, we preach with what? All authority. That is why we don't preach a gospel that is secondary. It's not what we now start to weave our daily activities. I mean, after you are done, just find we and smoke with Jesus. Eh? Eh? Just find way to just choke Jesus. Ha! Choke, may I not choke Jesus? Is that my activity? Say Jesus is all of my, it's all my activities. Say it, Jesus is all my activities. I wouldn't lose that consciousness. Irrespective of what you become in life, Jesus has our life. Jesus is our priority. It is everything. It is not our work that we give allowance to the gospel and the ministry. It is that ministry and the gospel what give allowance to our work. We won't serve mammon and leave Jesus. Never. We won't. We won't raise after things that does not endure unto eternal life at the expense of eternity itself. No. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. No, some people have to abandon their life for a while and learn. And build that foundation, that solid foundation. We even see some people that they will not even go for service because they want to be grounded first. Amen. Some people, you are not supposed to travel. You are not supposed to even travel out. As we used to say, before you travel out, you must first find where are you going to be worshiping. Not when I get there, when I get there, we find. No. Find it before you go there. Before you collect that visa. It's not every visa you say amen to. Receive your visa. It's supposed to tell me that kind of thing. I say amen. Be I don't need visa now. Say, I don't have ambition. I use ambition. Amen. 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 When you are not yet sure of yourself, you are still within this, what? The assertion of the saint. You are still in church. You are still backsliding. You are still doing like this. And you see, you want to stay alone. You will come back, what? Kwashokoik. That is the truth. Amen. I have a guy that would have gone to Europe since. We kept denying him. You will finish. He was about to travel and come back and write any review. Amen. We want to be sure that you can stand alone. Even to yesterday, we are still telling guy, I'm not still sure. You should travel now. Because when you are with us, you are struggling. What happens when you now leave? Amen. Amen. I have a lady that ran away from Germany. And we met her, I said, sir, I'm going to the village in the north. Somebody ran away from Germany. Say, I was in Germany, my life was like this. I want to serve God. The same Germany, some people are running to, it's where some people are running back from. They know what is priority. Glory to God. That unpopular place, they know that is where God is calling them to. Doesn't have to be popular, doesn't have to be famous, you don't even have to receive the applause of men. No, as long as Jesus is glorified, that is our commission. That is our devotion. That is our life. Nothing comes before this. We are sold out for life. So let's go back to Matthew chapter 28 now. Matthew 28. Glory, 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 glory. Are we there? Okay, let's read. Verse 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me. Actually, if you check the Greek, you see that the word me actually means all power is given unto mine. Unto mine. In heaven and in what? In earth. Praise the Lord. And what do we do based on that authority? Go ye. So, the premise upon which we are going to go forward is based on what Jesus has what? Has given us all authority. So it is based on that authority that what? That we go forth. So write it down. When Jesus said, all authority is mine, it means there is something inside it that is capable of turning the world upside down. When Jesus said, all authority is mine, it means there is something inside it that is capable of turning the world upside down. So, all power, that is all authority, is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore. And what? Make disciples of all. See, we don't separate it. You see that preaching of the gospel and discipleship? They work hand in hand. They must be, your salvation message must be accompanied by what? A desire to disciple men. Go ye therefore and make what? And make disciples of all nations. So, what is the authority of God? Jesus was looking at the man and said, what? All authority in heaven and earth belongs to me. Okay, all belongs to mine. Go ye therefore. Jesus said, all this authority belongs to me. All belongs to mine. Go ye therefore. Hallelujah. So, who is the embodiment of that authority? Who is the embodiment of that authority? When Jesus said, all authority belongs to me, is he saying me or you? Who is the recipient of that statement? Who is the focus of that statement? Not just us. He said, go ye therefore and make disciples. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say what? Whatsoever I have what? Entolomai commanded you. So that means, he's not just talking to saved men. That authority is in the hands of what? Capable men. Men that will do the same thing that he did. Men that he has taught the same thing that will now what? Reproducing disciples, right? Okay, so the authority of God is capable men preaching the gospel. It's capable men preaching the gospel. Say with me, I am part of God's plan to save the world. So the gospel cannot work without the new creation. Jesus look at the new creation. Say what? All authority is mine, is yours. Go ye therefore. The gospel cannot be preached without the new creation. It cannot be preached without the new creation. And Jesus came upon resurrection, he said that statement. Hallelujah. It was upon resurrection, right? That he said that statement. It's the same word he was saying in Luke chapter 24, verse 49. Hallelujah. You say, okay, tarry ye in Jerusalem until you be endowed with power from on high. Right? Right? Okay, in John 20:21, he said, what? And he breathed on them, and he said, well, receive ye the Holy Ghost. And he said, the word receive is the word number, no, take from within and do ministry. Right? And the same thing was telling them in Mark chapter what? Chapter 16. Go ye therefore and preach the gospel. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So that's the same thing Jesus is saying here. Amen. So that Matthew 28 is not just talking about Jesus' triumph over the grave alone, but also the minister's triumph over darkness. We have the right tools. We have the authority of Jesus. That authority that dispelled darkness, that sent darkness back. It's not just about Jesus now, it is about us. So I say again, that Matthew 28 is not just talking about Jesus' triumph over the grave alone. You're not writing. It's not just talking about Jesus' triumph over the grave alone, but also the minister's triumph over darkness. To open their eyes. And to turn them from what? From darkness to light. From the power of Satan. unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith which is in me. Hallelujah. That is our authority. That is our creed. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, so turning men from darkness to light is one of the glory that should follow the sufferings of Christ. They ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory. Moses, you're not writing. Turning men from darkness to light is one of the glory that should follow the sufferings of Christ. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8. Glory, 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 glory. Ephesians 4, 8. Ephesians 4, 8. Wherefore, he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captive to captive and gave gift unto men. You are not there? Ephesians 4, 8. Are we there? Okay, verse 9. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower part of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. Verse 12. For the what? I'm not hearing your voice. Everybody, let's read together. Verse 12. For the perfecting of the, for the work of the, for the edifying of the what? Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. Unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to, that's the wiles of the devil. Okay, verse 15, look at your Bible. But speaking the truth in love, we grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even, everybody verse 16, let's go. But whom the whole body filling joined together, and compacted by that which every joint supplied, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, make it increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in. Hallelujah. So when Jesus was standing and he said, what? All power, all exousia, all authority belongs to me. That is an announcement of you and I. Hallelujah. When Jesus said that, he was what? He said, what? The new creation has come. The temple of God is here. The able ministers are here. The men that will turn the world upside down, they are here. Praise the Lord. That is our announcement. That was when he introduced us into the equation. He brought us into the equation and he made us vital. Or he made us vital. He made us vital and what? Important. How shall they hear except there be a preacher? Hallelujah. Okay? So, all power given unto me means we have come. Say, I have come. Say, we have come. Glory, 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 glory. We have come. He said in Mark 16, preach the gospel. John 21, he said what? Who sees what you retain, they what? They shall be retained. Who sees you forgive, they what? Talking about the gospel, the preaching of the gospel. When you preach the gospel, what happened? Men receive forgiveness of sins. When they don't believe the gospel, what happened? Their sins are what? Retained. That is an instruction. The same thing Jesus is telling us. Now we have come. Go ye therefore. And these signs shall follow them. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay. Haggai, Revelation chapter 3, verse 7. Revelation 3, 7. Revelation 3, 7. Revelation 3, 7. Let's be fast. Glory to God. See, I have come. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, right? This thing said, he that is holy, he that is true, he that is what? The heart, the key of David. He that opened and what? And shut it, and no man. I see that. Any door the gospel opens, no one can close it. Any door the gospel opens, no one can shut it. This is talking about the authority that we have. We have that authority to open the door via the preaching of the gospel. And once it is open, no man can shut it. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. It has authority, it has assurance. Praise the Lord. Okay. So this talks about what? About the authority of the gospel. This speaks about the authority of the gospel. Now let's go to Haggai chapter 2, where we started from earlier in the morning. Haggai chapter 2, verse 5. Haggai 2, 5. Are we there? Glory, 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 glory to Jesus. Okay, let's go. For thus saith the Lord. Okay, let me start from verse 5. According to the word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, so my spirit remaineth among you, fear ye not. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once, it is a little while, and I will shake the what? The heavens, and I will shake the earth, and the sea, and the dry land. Pay attention to that word, little while. Let's see the way the writer of Hebrews uses it. The writer of Hebrews used that word, a little while. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 37. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 37. Don't get tired. And you try to learn, so that you can make Bible sense in your speaking. Say no intelligent nonsense. Hebrews 10. Yet a little while. Hebrews 10, 37. Let's see the way the writer of Hebrews used that word. Okay, let's go. Are you seeing that? So what's going to happen? For yet a what? A little while. We come and we not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, verse 39. Verse 39. Don't get tired. Look at your Bible. It says what? The just shall live by faith. The word live there is what's our hope. The just shall come alive by faith. The faith of what? Okay. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 2. That faith is of what? Out from what? Habakkuk 2:2. Well, don't judge the book of content. Habakkuk 2:2, are we there? And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon what? That he may run that runneth with it. There's a version that says upon the tablet. And so one preacher, I was in that meeting. One preacher said, even Jesus, I know the Bible is not, even the Bible is prophetic. Praise the Lord. Bible say, I'm going to write up on tablets. You know what that tablet means? And the brother is iPad. Praise the Lord. So you put on a vision. Kayaba. So you put on a vision. You put it on tablet. That is, and it's going to become what you give your ear time to. Say what you give your ear time to. Who knows that teaching? The faith cometh by hearing. So you become what you hear. So you're a product of what you give your what? Ear time, not air time, not credit, not ether, not empty. Ear time. Thank you. Say deep. Say word. Say word. You look like a candidate. Hallelujah. And such will happen when you don't bring your Bible to church. You become a candidate of what? Deception. You are looking for when they will screen. I mean, when they will put on the screen. You are tired. Read. Hallelujah. He said that when you read, you may understand. That's what Paul said in Ephesians 3. Praise the Lord. Okay, Habakkuk 2:2. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that reading. Okay, it's verse 3. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie, though it tarried. We are trying to quote the explanation the writer of Hebrew gave to that yet a little while. See the same thing that Habakkuk was saying now. But at the end it shall what? It shall what? And not, though it tarry. Wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. What's that talking about? And he said, the just shall come alive by faith. Upon what premise? The resurrection of Jesus, right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that speaks about what? The resurrection of Jesus, right? Okay. So this is talking about the resurrection of Jesus. That is, based on this, the just shall live by faith. Based on the resurrection of Jesus, the just shall live by what? By that faith in the resurrection of Christ. The faith in his death, in his burial, and his resurrection. Praise the Lord. And you see that also, the just shall live by faith in Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. You're going to see it also in Galatians 3. Amen. So, a little while means Christ would have been dead, buried, and resurrected. Back to Haggai. Are we there? Okay. For thus said the Lord, verse 6, the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while, and I will what? Shake the heavens and the what? The earth and the sea and the dry. So that means, upon the resurrection of Jesus, the heavens and the earth shall be what? Shaken. That's it. Upon the resurrection of Jesus, the heavens and the earth will be what? Shaken. Verse 8 and 9. Are we in verse 8? Let me wait for you. Verse 8. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, said the Lord of hosts. Verse 9. Don't forget. What did he say? He said, I'm going to shake the heavens and the earth. And yes, what I will use is this. The silver is what? The gold is mine. It is a silver and gold are mine. He made it definite. He used the word D, right? That is, that gold, that silver is mine. So you're going to think beyond the normal silver and the normal gold. So what, this is figurative of something. The gold, the silver, they are what? They are mine. Now, verse 9. And the glory of this what? Latter house shall be greater than of the former, said the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, said the Lord of hosts. So that is the resources, talking about the gold and silver. The resources are all Jesus. They are all Jesus's. Something like that. Anyhow. The resources, the gold, the silver, they are all Jesus. Towards the preaching of the gospel. He didn't just send us, he equipped us. He gave us the tools. The gold, the silver. He gave us that which we need. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, he said what? The gold, the silver, they are mine. This is not talking about King Solomon's wealth now. It's talking about those golds that belong, those golds that belong to Solomon and all. It's beyond that physical gold. So that resources belongs to me. And it is found in the preaching of the gospel. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, he said what? Look at verse 7. And I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. And I will fill this house with what? With glory. So God wants to fill the heart of men with the glory of the gospel. That's it. God wants to fill the heart with the glory of the gospel. Praise the Lord. So as I round up, Matthew chapter 28. Praise the Lord. You know, it must be glaring that we are all progressing in the knowledge of God together. It must. We don't leave one behind. No, we must all be progressing together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It must be evident in our ministry. It must be evident in the local church that we are all making progress together. Matthew 28. So that makes progress non-negotiable. Say progress in the ministry of Christ and for us is non-negotiable. And this is why as Edifying Assembly, we are not racing after the popular. Hallelujah. We have a mandate. Praise the Lord. We have that which we stand for. Glory, 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 glory. So that in the next 5 years, 10 years, all villages, all cities in the north shall be consumed by the glory of God. In our days, there shall never be anything called Islamic nation. Now, we are here. Say, I'm here.
I'm here.
Say, we have come.
We have come.
You're not sure? I'm sure of that. Not in our days. That a place be called Islamic state. We are alive. We penetrate every nooks and crannies. Before they know it, they are gone. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. And God is already fulfilling that. Praise the Lord. You know, we already see men offering, they are offering us their house. Break down my house, build it as a church. Say progress is non-negotiable. So that is why we are raising towards that side. The less popular. Amen. That's what interests us. We want that Saeed. We want that Abdurrahman to become pastor. And we are not going to stop until that imam convert the mosque to what? To the church of Christ. And it becomes for discipleship. Are you not seen it already? You know, God has given us the tools. The gift of a pastor and a son local church. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Say, it is not impossible. Say, I will shake the heavens and I will shake the earth. Michael, help me. Matthew 28, verse 18. Oh, Mali Katole, Brakeza Matali, Vregedo Show, Brakasakata. Marceli Vraka Patuzo, Kupreshidiba. Mavakata. So that is where you should cherish this pattern. This pattern of training. You must cherish it. It is not common, sorry. But it is what? It is effective. You cannot doubt the effect. You cannot. You cannot dispute the effect. You may actually fight it, but you know you are doing yourself. Because it is obvious, even the blind can see it, that men are getting better. And Jesus is glorified in all that. Matthew 28, verse 18. So it is not one we disdain. It is not one we speak about. It is one we embrace with all our heart. Matthew 28, 18. And Jesus came and spake. And spake unto them, saying, all power, you know what? Is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the glory and what? Of the Holy Ghost. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you. Even unto the end of the world. So we have the authority to teach men away from darkness. That authority to teach men away from darkness to light. He said, I have equipped you and I need capable men. This is why teaching must be what? In quality, and it was what? In quantity. Quality meaning what? Christ alone. Quantity meaning what? Voluminous. Detailed. No one grows sparingly. Just sprinkle. No, don't grow by 15 minutes SMS. Don't make yourself. The drama units have done everything. I think the choir and the choreography units have done everything. I'm just here to wrap it up. Praise the Lord. I'm here to wrap it up. In the next 5 minutes, I'm going to be done with church. Praise the Lord. So, as the drama units have said, praise the Lord. In the 21st century, keys are keys to growth. Number one is honor. Hallelujah. Number one key is honor. Number two is faith. Praise the Lord. Number two is faith. Number three is what? That's number five. The first is honor to cage you. Amen. There's an anointed body man of God that you cannot access it freely. They just add faith. You must have faith, oh. So that you have been so digitized. So you have not been working, your faith is little. They will point you back to yourself. You will suffer. Say, Lord, give me faith. What happened to mommy? This is what happened. Okay. And afterward, you say what? Open the scriptures, except. Corn of wheat falls to the ground and dies. It's abided alone. That one say, I travel, I'm coming from the United States of America. I travel from America. I landed in Lagos Airport. And when I landed in Lagos Airport, I took a private jet to Akure now. Praise the Lord. If you want this kind of anointing and the grace of God upon my life, come and sow 1,000 seeds. How is that preaching? One said, even if God should appear to me and tell me that so is wrong, I will not stop. I say, what? So, teaching must be what? Quality and a quantity. Praise the Lord. And we are not just running a race. You know, some people even think we are doing our own thing. Okay, that's your definition. Glory to God. But you cannot dispute the fact that this is scriptural. You cannot dispute the evidence. You may speak against the process, but the evidence, very clear. Very clear. Very clear. The world be filled with the glory of God. till the world be filled with the glory of God. Sokoto is taking for Jesus. Kaduna is taking for Jesus. Taraba is taking for Jesus. Kebbi is taking for Jesus. We were in Kebbi. You went to Kebbi, I went to Kebbi. We were in Kebbi. I was in Kebbi for 3 days, Pastor Akin. We did not see gay. One gay. Sharia law. No gay on the street. Then I wore trousers and preached to anybody in Sokoto, they will stone you to death. Paracletus is not here. I met him in Sokoto. Hallelujah. The only place I've got that they are very willing is Taraba. Because there I know that Taraba is a Christian state. But you see those places? We are coming back there. Ah ha ha. See, I'm coming back there with the power of the gospel. In the strength of the Father. Say, go ye therefore. And that is why we don't trust on our own self. We trust in the power of prayer. When you see a man giving those schemes, when you see a man giving the innovations, you say that what? That man is not praying. Prayer is the brain box of our ministry. We will pray. We will pray and we will preach darkness out. Glory, 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 glory. You know, this should excite you. This is beyond ambition. This is what to the end that the glory of God filled the earth. Praise the Lord. Now, to the glory of God, we have another branch in Kaduna, making two branches, right? Hallelujah. That should excite you now. We have another one in Lafayette now. Hey, man, is there another state you are willing to go? We are here. So we are going to calm down. We are going to train you. We'll send you there. Small, small. Niger State is here again. As we have in Mina, we are going to have in Madala. Before the first quarter of the year, Zaria is taking already. Sokoto is taking already. Oh, oh, Ganabanabo Shaba. Ahaha. We are not here after, we are not after the fame. To the end that men be filled with the glory of God. We came to that, we came to Kaduna with nothing. And yet we are men full of the glory of God. We came to Mina, no town church. Now we have men dogged in training. Say it is not impossible. Say it is not impossible. Oh, Shalebrakatala Bagarosaba. This should be what you are, what you should be after. If you want to compete in this. This is healthy competition. Sir, I want to get better. I also want to go and preach this gospel. I want to train men. I want to disciple men. Everywhere we have gone to, it is to what? We know that God wants us to be here. And that's why as a church, even when we receive a place like Sokoto, we receive Sokoto alongside Kaduna and we are still praying. That we receive a place doesn't mean go. We are going to what? We are going to train and be trained and be trained and pray until the right time. And when the right time comes, we know there's the right time come. That has come. When you come to Kaduna there or Mina, you will see men. You know that there's no way God wants us to be here. You will know that God wants us to be here. Men sold out. I mean, men crazy for this cause. Say it is not impossible. It is not impossible. I will play my part, you will play yours. Oh, my vakatala bragado shele bragada. Let's benefit. Hey, yabalakata. Ahaha. Oh. Hey, hey. My vakatala ba. Oh, brale gede do shaba. I stay spiritually minded. Ahaha. I stay. Hold one another, we're going to pray. Heavenly mind. I will shake the earth and I will shake the heavens. I'm focused on the will of the Father. I'm focused on the work of the Father. I'll stay spiritually minded. We stay together. I stay heavenly man. This is the beauty of it. Capable man preaching the gospel. Oh, and legere o shabaya and dema zakate ida bago sokote libra. Oh, so you're going to be praying for yourself. Lord, with me the mission is possible. Lord, with me the mission is possible. Oh, in the year 2020, Lord, with me, the mission is possible. You will not bypass me in this equation. You will not bypass me in this equation. Lord, I am ready. Ah, you are not praying. Lord, I am ready. Mashallah ba yagatane brekete. Lehigatam baba ale brekete. Lekete kere lo shaba anda mazakata. Hallelujah. Hold on. Some of you don't know what we are saying. Some of you don't know what we are saying. He says, I know of Abraham. He will instruct my children. He will instruct his children what? My ways. That is, in the days of Abraham, God found a man. In our days, may God not bypass you. May God not bypass you. May God not bypass you. You will preach this gospel. You will raise disciples. Capable, faithful men. You will be saying, in my time, there exists no Islamic nation. That in my time, there exists no Islamic states. In my time, Islam was relegated to the background. In my time, the north is taken for Jesus. Ah, you are not praying. Hey. I will preach this gospel. Leka zatalaba. Mazelek le tebeleke dedo shaba. Ayabala. Andakatale. Hey. Hey. Oh, shalek le tebo zaprakata. Oh, oh, wow. Yeni mazekete. Harabalabala o shaba. Mazelikra dabaya. Malebre kelek le tebe. Asekura valeke de. Yehiba lamba labaha. Mazeluka de. Mayaraba, 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 Ayarigadaba, Makalekete, Alevekete, Regada, Azekura Bale. God, you will not bypass me. Oh, I am faithful, Lord. I am faithful, Lord. When you are looking for faithfulness, I will be worthy. When you are looking for faithfulness, I will be worthy. I will play my part. I will play my part. From the north of the world to the ends of the world, to North Africa, to East Africa, to West Africa, to South Africa, to Asia, to Europe, or to North America, we preach this gospel. We preach this gospel from here to the ends of the world. From here to the ends of the world, we preach this gospel. Abba Yamba, Lege Lebe Lebe. Reglata balaba, yariba le, akalubra daba, mashata laba. Hey, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, in the literal sense, we don't have what we call the fire of the Holy Ghost. But in the figurative sense, there is what we call the fire of the Holy Ghost. It's that fire that brings separation. Jesus said, the zeal of my fathers has consumed it. It's called the zealous of God. There is that fire of God, that what that brings in us, that zeal, that passion. It will look crazy, but that is the fire of God. That fire that burns in the heart of men and burns for the Lord. Oh, Mashiach, Talaba. Say, Lord, your will be born in my heart. Hey, in this heart of mine, oh, your will be born in my heart. Hey, Yabakuta, I am giving to this. Leave your hands, pray for yourself. Leave your hands and pray for yourselves. Pray for yourselves. Hey, your seed is that the seed of my father's house. It has consumed me. Hey, the seed that produces faithful men. The seed that produces faithful men. Ayari balegede. Masakwale balaha. Yeri balehe. Lord, your fire will burn in my heart. Your fire will burn in my heart. Your fire will burn in my heart. Mashalibra. Reigalosha. Reigalosha. Mazaka talaba. Mazaka talaba. Malebra gade. Alebra uza katale. Hey, there is a passion. There is a fire that is burning. I will yet burn again. Oh, in them mimimo yala balagara nosha eh ya bayanda masaha mateli balegere lehiga da balabala mazata mazata mayele boko shata ba mayele boko shata reli gere 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 reli gere 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 oh brala balaba oh brala balaba oh brala balaba oh brala balaba your weak one is mine with me Lord we will shake the earth aya kaganda aleba we will dispel ignorance we will dispel legalism akatele lebrekede aha oh hallelujah 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 okay we're going to bless some of you members in training stream 1 stream 2 please come out you are still praying members in training stream 1 stream 2 please come out sir oh shabakata reiga dadado shaba there's a fire of the Holy Ghost that passion that passion that passion that passion hey hey my pastor will tell me say Joshua that which you have seen in me reproduce the same there is a fire the fire that some of us have caught you will catch it oh masakata pastor oh you pray for yourself if you are in the congregation keep praying for yourselves Lord you will not bypass me this equation Workers in training, workers in training, workers in training. Hey, ha 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 ha! Yele belegere dosha, mazegele breiga na balegere dosha. Workers, workers, if you are in the congregation, come out. Workers, let's pray for these ones. Workers and ministers, let's pray for these ones. Workers and ministers, let's pray for these ones. Hey, ha 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 ha! Yeriga na dosha kapota ba. Leika taba la balaba. Where are the workers? Where are the workers? Yeli balegete losa taba. Let's pray for them. Hallelujah. Say, I will not feel the Father. Say, I will not feel the Father. For this cause I live, and for this cause I die. Preaching Jesus all around the world. For me to live is Christ, all of my days I've served. The one who gave it all for me.
I will go.
We are counting faithful men, you'll be there. Yes, I play my part, you play yours, and we take it further from one to another. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I said, what progress in ministry is not negotiable. It is not negotiable that it will be said in our time. There's no Islamic nation. It shall be said in my time and yours that there is nothing like what God wants, Islamic State. The heart of men are ready. They are eager for the light. Their heart are yearning, looking for this light. And I said, the authority of God is capable men preaching the gospel. And I said, well, all authority in heaven and earth belongs to me is what? We are here. Say, I'm here. Say, we are here. Hallelujah. Men with the tools of God, with the silver, with the gold, we are here. So as a church, in the coming year, we're going to be running together with one same mind, one same focus. That singleness of mind and purpose. Praise the Lord. It is from one to another. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. From Kaduna to Rome, from Rome to Zaria. From Zaria to Kabanja. From Mina to Suleja to Dandala to what, Obita. Everywhere. From Sokoto to Kebbi to Taraba to Zamfara to Yobe to Yola. Say it is possible.
It's possible.
Say it is possible.
It's possible.
You know, day in, day out, the doors of ministry have been open before. So we remain dogged in training. Men are willing, men are ready. We have a new branch now that we start next week in Kaduna. The man of God came to us and said, well, I want to give you my house. We demolish the house, we make it a church. You know what that means? Hallelujah. Same thing in Lafia. Same thing we look out in Zaria and Sokoto. Glory to God. Say, I play my part. Say, I play my part. Okay, you pray for yourself once again. Oh, Shale Bragadabasha. Oh, I stay spiritually minded.
I stay heavenly minded. I'm full. Focus on the will of my Father. I'm focused. I'm focused on the word of the Father.
The Donamo Shata Kateve Lebodoski. I think he's wise, we still pray. Manda Vido Dondo Shata Kateteos. Oh, I remain focused. I'm a faithful man to this cause. In the name of Jesus, I raise up ministers. I raise up disciples. No one is feeble here. Do not look yourself and say, no, I cannot do this. No, you can. You can. You can. It is the word that called you able minister. It is the word that called you able minister. Remember, he says, our sufficiency is of God. Our sufficiency is of God. Our ability is of God. Our capability is of God. It is of God, not of you. Oh, Lebadondo Shata Katatosia. Elando Zuzo Zuzo Bidden Nento Kotobado Shedana. I remain committed to this cause in the name of Jesus. I remain faithful to this cause in the name of Jesus. My eyes are open now. My eyes are open now. I don't see prayer as a stressful thing. I don't see word as a stressful thing. I see them as still needed for me to grow. Needed for me to grow. Needed for me to grow. In the name of Jesus. That when it will be said of us that certain generation came and took the north, I will be counted among them. I will be counted among them. When it is said that certain people came and unturned the belief concerning the north, it was called an Islamic nation. But today, the knowledge of the Lord has filled every places. I will be counted among them. I will be counted among them. I am the one that brings gladness to the heart of the Father. Oh, I'm a responsible son. Oh, I'm a responsible son. Oh, I'm a responsible son. Oh, I am a responsible son. I do the work of the Father with great joy. I do the work of the Father with great joy. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is our destiny all together. This is our destiny all together. This is our destiny all together. Oh, Shana Manananos Kibidosh. Mandazo Sevedinamoshete Fidenamaski. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
So we stand strong and perfect. We stand in God's will. We are men spiritually minded. We are focused in God's will.
So we stand
strong and perfect. We stand in God's will. We are men spiritually minded. We are focused in God's will.
We have one destiny.
Oh, we are one purpose. We have one passion. In God's will.
We have one destiny.
We have one purpose.
We have one passion.
In God's will.
So we stand
strong and perfect.
We stand in God's will.
We are men spiritually minded. We're focused in God's will.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Katato Shevededos. Tanto Zevedededos. I'm a changed man. I'm a changed man. I understand better. That it is possible. If the word of God says so, I align my will to that. If the word of God says so, I align my will to that. I'm committed to this mission. I'm given to this cause. In the name of Jesus, we take every city, one man to another man, till the whole nation is filled with the knowledge of the earth. Come on, glory! Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. It is possible. Hallelujah. Come on, let's have our seat. Glory to Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Joshua, for the word. I want to say thank you, Pastor Joshua. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. It's awesome. See, we must remain sincere. Yes, hallelujah. We must be sincere. Glory to Jesus. It's so sad when, I think last time I told you, when we went to KB, it was so bad. Pastor Joy nearly cried. And we just got to understand better that how did these people became this? Hallelujah. You know, there's nothing like, you won't understand this until you go there. when people have never heard of the gospel before and they are not willing to hear. Hallelujah. She nearly cried. And we got to understand that it's actually the Christians that forsake that part of the nation. It is the Christians. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. The death of Christ is for all. The forgiveness of sins is for all. Hallelujah. So therefore, they will partake of such too. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, sir. Glory to Jesus. Amen. So, this will be the following announcement for the week to come. Amen. On Monday, on Tuesday, there won't be any service here. We're going to have a retreat for the leaders, the ministers of this church. People, the pastors are going to come from Kaduna, Mina, Gwagwalada, Jos, everywhere. Hallelujah. And we're having retreat, so there's no service Monday and Tuesday. But of course, on Wednesday, say it's the day of the Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah. Wednesday, we're meeting here by 6 p.m. Glory to Jesus. And then, of course, on Friday, you can't escape it. Hallelujah. We'll have a vigil too. Glory to Jesus. And of course, Pastor Joshua has said it already. By next week, next week, another church is going to be open in Kaduna. Hallelujah. You should be joyful. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. A big church is going to be open in Kaduna. Hallelujah. Also in Lafia, the same thing is going to happen. The venue is secured already. Glory to Jesus. So we are saying this not because we want you to go there. We are saying this so that you talk to other people that you know that are within that vicinity to locate themselves there. Hallelujah. Amen. Also in Madala, we've gotten the venue already. We are trying to negotiate everything perfectly. Hallelujah. So glory to Jesus. Amen. So first quarter is by January. These three churches are going to kickstart. Glory to Jesus. So please, your friends that you have, Madala, Suleja, Zuba, Aziz, amen, Tungamaji, all those Aziz, they can come to Madala Church. Hallelujah. Then the one in Kaduna, of course, Joshua, Pastor Joshua knows that better. Hallelujah. And then the one in Lafia, anybody you know around that vicinity in Lafia, you know, you have a friend who is in the university, talk to them that the church is about to start first week of January. Hallelujah. Amen. And secondly, this is to inform every one of us that please, probably next week or the upper one to come, we are going to move from this venue to a bigger venue at Total, close to Total Filling Station. You guys are not joyful. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm saying this so that you won't come and then everywhere will be empty. Hallelujah. We are leaving here next Sunday or the next, all the preparation are done already. And also, if you want to contribute to that, please, you can still send in your own part of the contribution. Amen. And the venue is just before Total Filling Station. There's a plaza there. Amen. Where we have, I think, Mocha Foam. Yes, there's a plaza there. And there are other two churches there too, isn't it? Okay. Is it NMPC? This Total is NMPC. Ah, sorry. But you get there, isn't it? You understand that place? Just close to NMPC. There's a plaza there. You have Mocha Foam and there are other two churches there. I think there's one Mercy Seat or something. I'm not too sure. Hallelujah. That is where the venue is. Amen. So please stay close to your leaders, family, father and mother. Please stay close so that whenever we're moving, you get the information from them and you won't be misled. Hallelujah. Amen. All the description, everything, the information will be passed across. Glory to Jesus. If you have anyone that is worshiping with us for the first time, can we see your hands? Feel free, feel free, feel free. Hallelujah. Anybody? Sorry? Okay, okay. Hello. Come on, come around and say hello to her. You're welcome. Say hello to her. We have a brother there too. Amen. Amen. Acts of their name. Amen. Can I have your seat? Please, immediately after the service, you can just come at this side of the seat and then somebody will attend to you. Glory to Jesus. This edifying assembly. Hallelujah. And when you come, you understand better. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. If you have your love gift, please, Brother Shei. Okay, you can see Brother Shei. Get an envelope and then you can drop it there. Hallelujah. Any other thing? Am I forgetting anything? Rocky? Okay. Okay. Okay, okay, okay. Thank you very much. Amen. Raheli, please, can you come up? We're going to close this way. Amen. So please remember, Madala Church, Kaduna Second Church, and that of Lafia is kickstarting by January. Please, if home friends around, tell them that we're having a church there. Glory to Jesus. Can we be on our feet, please? Let's hold each other. We have one destiny. We have one passion in God's will. Hallelujah.
We have a passion in God's will. We have one destiny. We have one purpose. We have one passion in God's will. We have one. We have one destiny. We have one purpose. We have one passion in God's will. We have one destiny, we have one purpose, we have one passion in God's name. So we stand strong and perfect. We stand in God's will. We are men spiritually minded. We're focused in God's will. So we stand strong and perfect. We stand in God's will. We are men spiritually minded. We are focused in God's will.
Amen.
We have one passion in God's will. We have one purpose, we have one passion in God's will.